Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
A step backwards? God needed to use Philip to steer a God-seeking government official to Jesus Christ. After this brief one-on-one encounter, God removed Philip from the scene and almost entirely from the pages of history. Philip had just been leading a huge revival in Samaria, but he didn't count success by the nickels and noses metrics of the world. He obeyed God, even to the point of taking a step backwards in the world's eyes. But in God's eyes, it was the most successful of moves. Take a listen to how I described this encounter at a recent book signing event.
One of the stories that I highlight in the book is a man that if we're using the standards of like bigger and means better and means success all the time, there's a story of a guy named Philip that he is chosen in Acts chapter 6 to really be an administrator of a food program. And so we can assume that he has kind of those skills. He's a little bit more administrative minded than something else. But he does go on to speak in an area where there's like miracles that are happening. People are getting healed and it's miraculous. And then God says to Philip, I want you to go out into the desert. Now, for years, the way that I read it was this. Go to Gaza. Go on this road to Gaza. When I got older and I looked a little bit more closely, it doesn't say that. It says just get on the road that is aiming towards Gaza. And it was on that road where he interacted with just one person, a guy who was in the government in Ethiopia. And church historians will trace the arrival of Christianity in Ethiopia, and there's still a strong, it's more of an animist kind of a sect of Christianity now in Ethiopia, but they trace that all the way back to this one encounter. And I think that sometimes when God chooses us, he chooses us to be on a road. And he says, Philip, you're the perfect guy to talk with this guy as he comes along and you're going along and your lives intersect. And they just have this brief encounter. And from that moment on, virtually, we know absolutely nothing else from the pages of the Bible about that Ethiopian government official. We get one little glimpse of Philip later on, living in a town. He has four daughters. That's really all we know about him. But in a lot of people's eyes, that wasn't successful. He went from a huge church out in the desert to talk to one person, and then he disappears. But he was obedient. He says, this is what God chose me to do. And sometimes God, I think, takes people out of obscurity and catapults them all the way to the top. I think sometimes people, nobody really knows their names except for God, and he's keeping track. Sometimes God keeps somebody in a prominent position for the rest of their life, and sometimes they're just there for a little bit of time, and then he says, I need you somewhere else. And it's not for us to say, oh, well, not successful because you went 50, 100, 3,000, 1. You know, that's not the mark of being successful or unsuccessful, but what the words are that we want to live for is at the very end when God says, well done, good and faithful servant. So we're good at what we're doing. We do quality work, faithful, we stay consistent in it as long as we've been there, and servant. We're there to not seek great things for ourselves, but to invest in the lives of other people.
In one of the chapters of Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I wrote, don't try to grow your own ministry. First, because it's not yours, it's his. And second, because your measure of success is probably more slanted toward quantitative measurements than qualitative. Jesus wasn't concerned about bigger numbers. What do you think? He asked. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? Matthew chapter 18, verse 12. What's the value of one government official's life? God says that his value is incalculable. Apparently, God knew that Philip was the perfect shepherd to lead this Ethiopian to the pasture where he would accept Jesus as his Savior. Philip was obedient, a sheep was saved, and God was pleased. The chief shepherd made this commitment to his sheep, "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. My prayer is that we would much rather feed a few sheep where God has directed us and given us his heart than for us to try to manufacture success that is measured by how many nickels and noses we can count. I'll be sharing more clips from this book signing event soon, so please stay tuned. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.